Rita family, I couldn't believe what I was reading when I saw an article recently where a young woman, 26 years old, during this time of the year was seeking to rent a family for a couple of days and willing to pay up to $8 an hour to rent a father, a mother, a family environment that she had never had. That's what this article was talking about. She said, I'm looking to rent a mom and dad who can give me attention and make me feel like the light of their life just for a couple of days because I really need it. Obviously, we all really need the rewards, the affection, the love that comes from a family. It's sad and it's tragic to see such a story as this. Someone who has been abused in so many different ways, in and out of foster care throughout her life, that she never had a father or mother or a family environment as a base to get into life. And so she's willing to pay for it. Reading such a story, you wonder just how many more are like that. And you know that there are many others who are in such a situation, people who are not just homeless. They have a place over their heads, but they don't have the roots of a home, a father, a mother in their life, and they don't feel that nurturing and love. What's the solution? There are many solutions for that, but I would think that for anyone feeling that way, and if that might be a case in your life, going to the scriptures and understanding what God says in regard to people in that category, I think is one of the greatest comforts that we can receive, because God is not unconcerned, He's not disconnected from this particular part of the human life, human condition. In Psalm 68 and verse 5, it says this about God and being a father to the fatherless. He says, a father of the fatherless is God, a defender of widows is God in His holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. God, in His holy habitation, sets people, the solitary, the lonely, the broken, in families. That's a promise. That's a part of God's word. That is a promise that one doesn't have to advertise for. In one sense, this is God advertising or telling us that He is available to be our Father. And we don't have to rent Him. We don't have to pay for it. It's there. It's a promise to call upon. If that's your situation, if you ever find yourself needing that type of comfort, go to God's word and go to God and ask Him to be your Father. That's what He says He is. SBT Daily. Join us next time.